Yesterday, the one cause saved Bruce's life. I want you to let that sink in. And I really want you to pay close attention to today's episode. Because this drove a lot of points home for me. And it made me very thankful that we chose the path that we chose many years ago. My name is Mr. 2020. It is the 19th of February, 5:52 a.m. In 1 hour, we've got a call with the Dream Driven Day Kids. Can't wait. The Attitude of Abdullah. And I would have never guessed that this would be showing up for the call. Because every Sunday, I smoke a cigar and drink whiskey with my friend Mal. He did Dream Driven Day a long time ago. And every Sunday we have a hour and a half long smoke and chat. We do it on the internet. We have a lovely time. And as you can imagine, I'm a little tired after that. I'm not going to drive a car. Come over to the house, lay down for about 20, 30 minutes, and I get up so we can play cards. And I'm sitting facing out, looking out the windows. Victoria's sitting facing me, her back to the windows. And the birds start acting up. And then we notice there's a massive meter-long tiger snake, maybe longer than that, slithering down the path. And the birds aren't happy. They're letting everyone know. And along comes our lovely best friend, Bruce. And Brucey boy, well, his original mom is coming to visit us in 1 week. And she's been looking forward to this for months. She's a very special lady. And she's worked hard to put a trip together to fly into Melbourne to come visit her old dog. She had him for, I think, like 10 months when he was a puppy. And there Brucey is outside, grabbing one of the three deadliest snakes in our part of the world and lifting it up into the air. And this snake's reaching back, rearing back to bite him. And when a tiger snake bites a dog in Australia, the chance of the dog's survival are pretty slim. Especially on a Sunday, because most of the vets are closed. You got to look up the emergency vet. You got to hope they have antivenom. You got to drive like crazy to get there. And here's the deal, gang. I refused to imagine anything other than that woman, Bruce's original mom, getting to see her dog that she gave to us. Victoria hit the door and yelled. Bruce dropped the snake. The snake slithered off. Bruce came in the house. A little bit of foam coming out of his mouth. And she's like, what do you think? And I'm going to be honest, I don't know what I said. But Bruce went and lay down on the bed and we went back to playing cards. There was no room in me. I slammed the door instantly. I imagined Bruce's original mom enjoying seeing her dog, my best friend Bruce, our Victoria and I's long-term friend Bruce. We've had him for almost 8-9 years now. Now here's the deal. People tell me all the time that they do affirmations every day, that they do brainwave recordings every day, they check their astrological chart every day, they look at the moon every day, they burn some special incense every day, they try to control their thinking every day. That last one's a doozy, by the way. Thoughts do not produce things. As long as you believe in slow and silly stuff, you're going to have slow and silly results. We didn't have time to put on a brainwave recording or do an affirmation. Check the astrological chart. And here's the other thing. Ready? Thoughts do not produce things. Your states produce your thoughts. I can tell you all kind of thinking. Each one of my states has its own bundle of thinkings. When I realized that, my whole life changed. There's one cause. Neville Goddard calls it the pearl of great price. He says you must give up the belief in anything to have power over you. In other words, you get to give up the belief that the brainwave recording is helping you. You're the power and the operant power. You get to give up the belief that the endless affirmations are helping you. You're the power, you're the operant power. You didn't listen to a dumb brainwave recording or chant something stupid to get broke, poor, or fat. And of course, you're thinking if you're broke, poor, if you are broke, poor, and fat, your thinking is going to be of a certain kind of nature. Thinking is a behavior, just like eating Cheetos. And I can tell you, there are states that will never have you eat a Cheeto again. Because they just aren't fun in certain states. They're distractive in others, and very destructive too in others. But I seem to digress. So here's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that we bought the pearl. I'm thankful that we only do what really works. Because if we had to do any of those time-consuming rituals, there wasn't time for that. There's always plenty of time for what really works. If you got gold today, if this aligns with you, if you want to buy the pearl, if you want to speed up your manifesting, big time. If you want to stop struggling with this, pearlpowerpack.com. Go read the quote, go read the story. It was, I don't know, 13, 15 years ago. I was online. And a bunch of people were talking Neville Goddard, and they're adding in things like spoon bending. And I decided to make up a course. And right in the middle of that course, I put the Pearl of Great Price. Because it's at the middle of all this. It's at the center of all this. Spoon bending isn't. Good Lord. It's fun, don't get me wrong. Been there, done that. I decided I'll play with it. Okay, I can bend a spoon. Who cares? Next. But here's the fun thing, gang. You can live a life where you get results. You can live a life that's absolutely lovely. Or you can struggle doing silly shit. Give up the belief in all powers and all things that are just distractions, even if they're fun. I get it. Brainwave recording music can be fun. So can every day and every way. I got it, right? Vision boards, I got a lady that swears by them. They're fun. I've been doing them for 20 years. Rightio. Well, what kind of results do you get? Well, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Right? And I ask her, when they work, what's different? And it's always the imaginal experience. Anyway, if you got gold, join us at ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. If you've already done that and you want to dive deep into the pearl, pearlpowerpack.com. Imagine if something lovely, right now, as we go into the silence. You know, I've been that guy. I'm having a bad day. I'm freaking out. Let me get my brainwave recording. Honest to God, I used to make them and sell them. I believed in them that much. until one day I didn't. Neville Goddard was an astrologer. He believed in that until he realized it was just getting in the way. It was just a distraction. Stop distracting you from the divinity you are, and you'll start having divine results. So I got to pet my dog last night, in the middle of the night. He sleeps with us. Emmett's got his own little bed. He's peculiar. But Brucey sleeps with us. And I got to pet my dog. Because Neville Goddard said, your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. Don't do anything that undermines your confidence in you. Dive deeper, soar higher. And if this resonates you, join in. Join us. Have a lovely day. See ya.